Thank you very much. Welcome. It's always a pleasure to be here. That was entitled Free to Be, and it's an original composition, and we just played it because the first half of this concert is really going to be dedicated to the integration of jazz with European musicians and European concepts. And the second half is going to be the swinging music of Count Basie. So, now you notice when I said that first half, everybody was real quiet. See, when they heard that integration with European concerts, they were like, hmm? Then when I said Count Basie, I said, oh, okay, Count Basie, yes. But we actually have a wide range of music on the first half. We're going to start with a piece which was composed by Kenny Clarke, who's a great drummer, the founder of the originator of the bebop ride pattern, riding on the cymbal, ting, tinky, ting, tinky, ting, ting. And his nickname was Klukomop because of the sound of his swing, Klukomop, 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 Klukomop. Well, he expatriated and he lived in Paris for a long time, and he played with a big band. It's called the Francie Bolan Band, and they actually had two drummers. And this first piece is Kenny Clarke's Volcano, and it was arranged by Francie Bolan, and now we're going to go ahead and play that.
Thank you. Bill O'Reilly. Herlin Riley on the drums.
Now we're going to do two versions. We have to get our parts together. It's the same part, but it has like a lot of little arrows and stuff that I need to read it. Not because my eyes are bad. I mean, they are, but this particular piece of music, all the stems are turned the other way. So it's like trying to read backwards. We're going to do two versions of Ravel's Bolero. The first one was done by the great New York arranger Fletcher Henderson for Chicago clarinetist Benny Goodman. Now, the thing we try to figure out about this arrangement is how did Fletcher get all of Bolero's themes, I don't know, 17 minutes or something of music into 3 minutes. But he did it. None of it is left out. And then we're going to do Duke Ellington's take on Bolero, which is he's not trying to get any of Ravel's themes in at all, just so we're gonna just go back to back. Benny Goodman Bolero, Duke Ellington Afro Bossa. Victor Goins. So that's what they were thinking about Bolero. Now we're going to go to Germany and Kurt Weill, Three Penny Opera, Mack the Knife. I once heard a taping, CBS Studios. Sometimes we'd be mixing albums till 3 or 4 in the morning, and some of the older engineers who had been around since the 1940s and 50s would say, "Hey man, you want to check out some tapes in the vault?" I said, "Yeah man, let me hear some tapes of people cussing somebody out or something from the 50s or some famous recording, you know, 200 takes with musicians start arguing." And one of the tapes one night happened to be Louis Armstrong trying to teach the words to Mack the Knife to Lottie Lanier. He was trying to get her to sing it in English. So he's like, "Oh, the shark has you. Oh, the shark has." So she was singing very stiff, and she was having a great deal of trouble. So, you know, Pops, of course, was being very humane. And at a certain point, it dawned on him that she was not going to get it. And he looked at her and he said, "You sound beautiful." Then he said, "Let's take a break." So let's Mack the Knife. See, we're part of what we call the anti-segregation movement. And we don't believe in things like the generation gap. And we just play the music, you know? It's just, all of it is fun to play because it feels good and happy. And there's nothing wrong with feeling happy. That went out of style for a little while. It's like, you know, when you see pictures of geniuses, they always look like the weight of the world is on them. That's why Louis Armstrong always gave us a hard time. He was always smiling. I said, why is he smiling with all that was going on out here? He was smiling because he was contemplating how great he was. You see, that's a friend of mine said, man, if you could sound that good, you smile too. And you know, most musicians don't like to hear tapes of themselves. Like you play one of their records or something, they say, man, take that off. Well, Louis Armstrong used to travel with 2 tape recorders with tapes of himself. So he felt good all the time. He kept him some New Orleans cigarettes and some tapes. He say, okay, all of this is gonna be fine. He taped himself talking, all kind of stuff. Now we're gonna play a piece that came from a collaboration that we did with a group of musicians from Spain, Chano Dominguez Flamenco Jazz Ensemble. They flew all the way over here from Barcelona to play with us, and they wrote some music, and we wrote music, and they played, and the flamenco dancer was dancing, and they were clapping, and we were clapping and playing, and they were playing the piano and the big instrument that I don't know the name of it, the percussion instrument, cajon. Cajon, is that it? Well, something. You know? I could always have made something up and just told y'all that's what it was. But it was like, we had a great time. And one of the pieces that came out of that was written by our wonderful saxophonist and reed, he plays everything, is Ted Nash. And this piece is entitled La Espada de la Noche. It's a nice ballad, and then it goes into a fandango.
Ted Nash. Top Professor Eric Lewis. Marcus Printup. Ted Nash once again. And the last tune we're going to play on this half, we'll all go to Britain. There's a man who was one of the earliest fans of jazz there. He liked to write about jazz. He liked to write it, and he also played it on the bass. Well, he had a large body of music that he had written, but he was just not satisfied with the way that the British musicians were playing it. So after many fights and near-death experiences, he convinced his record company to send him over to America in 1933 during the Depression to record with Benny Carter's orchestra. So he took his music to America, and Benny Carter recorded it, and he had soloists like Coleman Hawkins, Red Allen on the trumpet, Dickie Wells on the trombone, who else? Rex Stewart. And this man heard the recordings, and he loved them. He promptly went back to England and decided that he would never record again. He eventually became the first television cooking show host. So, you know, we're laughing too until we heard his music. Then we said, man, somebody was thinking about this in Great Britain in 1930. Phew. This is entitled Firebird. It's composed by Spike Hughes.
Thank you. Joe Temperley, Walter Blanding Jr., Victor Goins, Vincent Gardner, Marcus Printup. We are the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. Thank you very much. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Thank you.
We do that every night. All right, I got my eyes on you, son. You better not go to sleep. I'm watching you. Okay? All right. Get off of that hand. Sit up. You can slouch when you get old. Now we're gonna play the music of Count Basie. And you know, oh yeah. Frank Foster is a great arranger, said that Count Basie gave him two instructions about writing arrangements. One, keep it simple. Two, no pregnant 19ths. That means nothing fast. Count Basie's legacy was separated into two periods. The Old Testament, that's the band from the 1930s that included the great Sweets Edison, who played with us many times and would come to our rehearsals and sit with us and tell us what we weren't doing right and what we were doing right. It was anchored by the great Joe Jones and Freddie Green, who I also knew very, very well, and who told me, son, keep wearing suits no matter what they say about you. And then the New Testament, which started in the early 50s. The band was first called the Two Franks Band, Frank Foster and Frank West. We played last night a concert with Frank West. He's 82 years old now. Fortunately, we don't have him with us today. But I have to tell you that I see Frank West in clubs regularly around New York with his suit on and his family at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, listening to all kind of young musicians and everything, sitting in. I said, man, you still hanging out at this age? He said, man, I came to New York to be on the jazz scene. So we're going to play music from the New and Old Testament. We're going to start with a New Testament piece entitled April in Paris. Thank you.
One more time. Let's try that one more once.
Joe Temperley.
This is an Old Testament piece composed by Lester Young, arranged by Andy Gibson. It's entitled Tickle Toe. And the last six-bar phrase is something that Lester Young got off of a Big Spider Beck album. And he added two bars to the end, and it's Tickle Toe. Tickle Toe was a dancer.
Walter Blanding. Ryan Kaiser.
This is Frank Foster's Blues and Horses Flat. We'd like to bring out a great teenage musician. He almost been here the last time we played. He was younger then. And we just recently had a phenomenon from Sicily come play with us, a young kid that's 14 that plays the alto saxophone. And he plays so much horn, people were throwing alto saxophones in the in the Hudson River. They found so many altos the next day in the Hudson, it was a news report. But we found some all kind of alto saxophones. What happened? Well, this boy from Sicily came to New York. Now, this next man is going to come out, and he, y'all might find a whole lot of vibes out wherever you throw things around here. Mr. Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas on the vibes. Yes, indeed.
All right.
He's natural. Some people are just like that. They just play, you know, just. He's 16. He's not a joke. And he was playing in D flat too. It wasn't in C or F or one of these keys that you just, oh, okay, C, B flat. No, it's D flat. That's what all the flats, and that's one of those keys that makes people run. Say D flat, they were, can't you just give me something in B flat? Or if they have an electric instrument, don't you know something in E? Or a guitar or a string instrument. Can y'all play in E or A? We asked him, man, you sure you can deal with D flat? He said, mm-hmm. I said, you have perfect pitch, man? He said, mm-hmm. So there it is. This is Lil Darlin. Thank you very much. Now we'd like to feature a man that we call the top professor, because he knows everything and can play it. He won the Thelonious Monk competition for piano in 1999. And this is an arrangement. We know Count Basie for playing in a spare style, but in his earlier years, chops were flying all over the place for him too. So this is a piece, it was kind of like a concerto to feature the Count's technical prowess. And now it's being rethought and retooled and done in another way by the top professor, Eric Lewis, on the piano. It's entitled Prince of Wales.
Top Professor Eric Lewis.
Moton Swing. This was the theme song of the Old Testament band. Redone by the New Testament with an Ernie Wilkins arrangement.
Victor Goins. Marcus Pinto.
Now we'd like to conclude with a Thad Jones tune. It's also the name of a great album, Count Basie. It's entitled 16 Men Swingin'.
Ron Westray, Walter Blanding Jr., Joe Temperley, Wes Warm Daddy Anderson, Ted Nash, Victor Goins, Andre Haywood, Vincent Gardner, Marcus Printup, Ryan Kaiser, Seneca Black, Top Professor Eric Lewis, Carlos Enriquez, Curlin Riley, Justin Thomas. We are the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra.